Blog Talk Radio.
Thank everyone for joining us tonight here on the Q Media Nation show on Blog Talk Radio. If you're just joining us, we thank you. And to my wonderful co-host, Ms. Tonya, how are you tonight?
Fabulous. How are you?
Grand. I know it's been a long week, and we're heading into Thanksgiving. So for all of you turkeys out there, gobble gobble or whatever, I'm a Thanksgiving baby. Thanksgiving baby. My birthday is on Thanksgiving. It just happened to be this year, but we'll be traveling. So for those of you who'll be traveling, please be careful. Please be safe. Make sure you have your cell phones charged up, and you know, all of your contact information. If you need to leave it with someone while you're leaving, please do so. We want to make sure that our family stays well, and that's our extended family too here at the Blog Talk Radio Q Media Nation show.
Tonight,
yeah, 41. I'm not afraid. There's a cloud up above us. Okay,
40.
Oh yes. I actually am loving being 40, and this is just a wonderful age. I mean, I'm lucky, I guess, blessed to be able to be this age. There's so many people that are not, you know, as old. I hope to get older anyway, but gracefully older. any case, we have wonderful guests with us tonight. I mean, when I met this little girl, I have to tell you, I think I was more nervous talking to her on the phone than I was anything else, because I'm saying, here's this person that is in a wonderful movie. If you have not seen Tyler Perry's For Colored Girls, please, by all means, it has a star-studded cast, including little Miss J.C. Williams, who's joining us. I see her on the line with us. But, I mean, Anika Noni Rose, Felicia Rashad, Loretta Devine, Miss Janet Jackson, who wasn't nasty, but who was one of the best actresses, Tandy Newton, Kimberly Elise. I still have a bone to pick with her for getting everybody killed just about. It set it off. But I'm going to put that behind me now. But I saw this movie. It's a breathtaking film. It's from the adaptation of the play For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. It was a 1975 play by Ntozake Shange. It was initially staged in California, and now it's on the big silver screen. It has done wonderful, wonderful. If you don't have any background information on it, you can always Google search it. But we've also written about it on blog, on our blog, which is qmedianation.blogspot.com. We had some feedback from the movie. We've had some off-the-air discussions about it. We wanted to bring Little Miss JC in and really talk to her about being in the film. So, Miss JC, are you with us, sweetheart?
Yes.
Okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you for all the kind words.
Well, we love having you. We always love to expose new talent on the show. And for those of you who don't know, this is her first ever live interview. So, yay for JC.
Yay, we're honored.
Honestly, we really are honored. And she's five. Do you hear me? Five. If I was that focused at 5 years old, we would probably, Miss Tonya, we'd be basking on the beaches.
We would be trying to cross the street.
Exactly. I know her mom is with us, so I want to give a shout-out to Jasmine for putting this all together and having such a wonderful and well-mannered, might I add, young lady that is with us tonight, Miss JC. So shout-out to Jasmine, who we're going to bring on and ask us some questions as well. Now, JC, what role did you play in the film?
Kenya, For Colored Girls.
Okay, you played Kenya. That was Kimberly Elise's daughter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was it easy? Was it difficult? Hard? Was it fun?
Excuse me?
Was it fun? Was it easy? Was it hard?
It was easy because I already knew my lines. My mom practiced with me.
Okay. Now, did you... I know. Did you plan to play that role, or did you audition for any other roles in the film, or had you had something else in planned?
I didn't have any more films, but I'm looking to see if I can get some.
Okay. Now, how was it working with Mr. Perry?
It was great because he was always there to look out for me.
Oh, okay. Would you like to work with him again?
Yes.
Okay. What about the other actors, being Kimberly Elise's daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, Kimberly Elise played your mom. Now, was it anything close to how your mom would talk to you and protect you?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, how did you learn your lines? Because now you're a pre-reader. You read now or you don't read?
I don't read.
Okay. So how was it learning your lines? Was it hard?
It was easy.
Okay.
Mom helped.
Now, the little boy who played your brother in the film, how did you all get along during the taping of the movie?
Yeah, I did ride along with him.
Now, how was it playing the role with him?
It was great because he was crying.
It was great because he was crying. Did you have to help him?
Yes.
Now, your mom told me an interesting story about an audition that you had, and she said that you pretty much helped all the other children relax and learn their lines, too. Did you have to do that in this film?
Yes, I helped him.
Oh, okay, okay. That's good. Now, did you know any of the actors before you worked with them?
No.
Really? Okay. So you don't know Felicia Rashad and any of these people? They just...
Janet Jackson.
They just like everyday people to you.
No, I know them now.
Oh, okay. You know them now. Now, what was your favorite part about being in a Tyler Perry film?
I would say the part when I got thrown into the blender.
Say it one more time.
I would say the part when I got thrown out the window.
That was fun to get thrown out of the window?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. You have to tell me why.
Because I liked it. I liked the hanging.
Oh, you liked the hanging.
Wow.
Okay. Now, you had a small part, but... When I talked to people that saw the movie, they were so impressed because you didn't look at the camera, you didn't seem shy, any of that. How hard was it not to look at the camera when you were acting?
It wasn't hard at all.
Okay, but this is like your first role, so it wasn't, you just went in and just did what you had to do and came on out?
How long did it take?
I'm excited.
Ms. Tonya, ask your question again. Yes, Ms. Tonya, ask your question again.
How long did it take for you to finish the film, your part in the film?
1 week.
Oh, that's not bad.
Wow, that's 1 week. And everything happened. Now, you live in Atlanta?
I live in Atlanta.
Okay. Now, how, is the studio very far from where you live?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, there are other films that you have that you're going to do. Do you want to tell us what other projects we may see you in?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What other projects will you be in?
I'm auditioning.
Okay. Now, is that going to be for next year?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'd like to also ask your mom some questions, and we're going to bring you back, okay, JC, in a few minutes, but I wanted to get your mom in on a discussion before we go to our first break.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
That's good. JC is something else. I don't know if you heard what we were saying prior to her coming on the show, but that the first time I spoke with her on the phone, I was so impressed with her. I think I was more nervous talking to her than I have some of the other folks that have been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her personality just comes right out to you, even if she doesn't talk a lot. But she still, her personality is so strong in that she knows exactly where she wants to go and what she wants to do. Now, I had the privilege of speaking with you some weeks ago in regards to JC, but I wanted to actually ask you, how did you get JC started?
Well, the first thing we did, we had gotten some headshots done, and when we moved over to Atlanta, I just started sending them out to agents. And then we interviewed with agents, and we decided to choose the one that fit us and fit, you know, the criteria that we needed to help Stacey and promote her and help her get, you know, to where she wants to be, a big actress, basically.
Okay. Now, at five, now I know she didn't just start acting. What age did she start?
At 2 years old. 2 years old, she told me she wanted to be an actress. And
wow.
She was reciting different things, and she just wanted to be in front of the camera all the time. And at first, I thought it was just little pictures she wanted to do, but then she started doing monologues. And,
wow.
You can think, you can really see it whenever she did stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pursuing it for her.
Now, I had a chance to see some of her work on YouTube. Would you give out your YouTube address so that other people will be able to see what I saw?
Yes, it's just, I guess you can put it under the search, JCJC, and it's JAYCEEJAYC. And yeah, she has several videos there, and I'm looking to put some more. And now we just want to get more on the acting, so we want to pick up different kind of monologues to put out there, show her different levels of skills and things like that. She likes to be comedic. She likes to make a lot of jokes and stuff like that.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Now, we're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to bring you all back. I'm going to have some more questions that are from the audience for JC, and then I'll wrap up with all of us on the line at the same time. So we'll go to a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
The number to call in to our station is 347 426-3974. You're on with us on blogtalkradio.com/QMediaNation. Again, we're on with Miss J.C. Williams and her mom, Jasmine. J.C., if those of you who don't know, was in the movie Four Colored Girls. She played Kenya. And I don't want to spoil it for those who haven't seen it. So if you haven't seen it, you are missing a treat. You can go over and leave your comments on qmedianation.blogspot.com. We do have some articles that were written about the actual movie. If you don't know, it was an adaptation of a play by Ntozake Shange, which was a 1975 play for colored girls who considered suicide when the rainbow was enough. Now, we have some folks that are on the line that do have questions for Jasmine, but I wanted to get some of the questions in from those who've been writing on our Twitter, which is twitter.com/IndieTalkJapan, or on our Facebook under Kumai Muhammad. Now, this was one of the questions for JC. So, JC, are you here?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your favorite, or who was your favorite actor from the movie?
Okay, Kimberly Lee.
Really? Okay, why?
Because she was a great actor and she was really crying.
Oh, she was really crying. Okay. Now, is there anybody, would you like to work with her again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. Now, the last question from this same person was, do you have any advice for young actresses like yourself?
Practice makes perfect.
Oh, okay. I hope you all got that. Practice makes perfect. Now, I have someone on the line who has had her daughter also in acting, so we're going to bring your mom back, and then we have a little bit more time for the rest of the interview. So we're not going to cut it right at 8:30, and I hope that's okay. If so, then we'll cut it and go to a break. But if not, we do have some more folks on the line that may be able to ask some questions. So, Jasmine, are you back with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I have a woman on. Her name is Pat, and Pat's calling from New Jersey, from Somerset, New Jersey. I know she had quite a few questions to ask you, Jasmine, about being a mom in the entertainment industry. Pat, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
I'm well, thank you. I guess one of my concerns is I have a daughter. She's 11 years old, and we're really having a hard time with the agency. I mean, how do you deal directly with the agency that you feel has not fully promoted your child?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. Sometimes, like, the big thing that they tell you is that, really, they can only send your photos or your child's photo to whomever is auditioning. Sometimes if they don't fit the criteria that they need, they're just not going to call you for auditioning. And that's what makes it really, really hard sometimes. But make try adding different kind of pictures to your child so see that your child is not one kind of look, and where they know that your child can also fit different kinds of characters or different things that they're looking for.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes it's very frustrating for, you know, a child to go to these auditions and she's not successful at it. And as a mother, of course, you have to motivate this child because you have to explain to her that this is the workforce and there's other children. That doesn't mean that she's not the best, but there's others out there that at that particular time have met the need. So it's really a little frustrating. This is all new to me. And like I said, she's 11 years old. She had two catalog commercials, and she did very well. But we went on about maybe a good 5 to 10 auditions, and they were tough. They really were.
They definitely are. And then, yeah, as they get older, they know more, you know, they didn't want me, or they understand more the business. JC's just learning that now, and now she's realizing when she doesn't get calls. But she does know to work at it, and I think I do let her know, and I stress that, you know, it's just that they weren't looking for your look or your personality. They wanted something else. Because mentally, each casting director, they know what they want for that, you know, job. And sometimes is not what your child has, even though they may be the best at what you think they're
right.
doing or what they're doing. So
well,
that's what you got to let them know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, and I must say that she did a wonderful job. She really did. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we had some questions from the audience. Now, I've been getting some texts while we've been on, and I want to get those in, but I still had some other questions that we wanted to cover from people that wrote in prior to us having the interview. So how did you get her in to work with Mr. Perry, and did you know that this role would be so prominent for her very first film?
Well, her agent did everything as far as getting the audition for her. Prior to JC going through the audition, she did mention that it was a violent scene and if it was something that JC would be prepared to do. And I spoke to her, to JC, and I asked her, and she was excited about it, you know, knowing that it was a movie. And we read the lines and went through it, and it was something she was all for. So she actually went to 3 interviews. They kept, you know, I started off with maybe 40 or so little girls and little boys, and then the second one was about maybe 20, and then the third one was just JC and one little boy. So they had made their decision by the third audition.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you you saw the film as it was being made, so it may not have been as touching to you. I don't know if it was or not, the process of doing the film. But after you saw it on that screen and somebody dropping your child out of a window, how did you feel sitting there prior to the movie being finished as opposed to after you saw the finished product?
Actually, when we saw the movie being made, I was excited to see the finished product. And when I saw it, I was still at the edge of my seat, and I was still tearing, and it was still a moving role, and it was touching in every which way, and it seemed so real, even though I was physically there watching them make it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, she said Kimberly Elise was her favorite actor in the film. Do you think you had any similarities or any comparisons with Kimberly Elise as her mom?
Well, I feel like, you know, she was nurturing in the film, and mm-hmm. was trying to take care of her children and protect them the best she could.
Okay.
And I think all parents do that, you know. So, yeah, we
mm-hmm.
definitely have similarity, if anything.
Wow. Okay, we're going to go into another break, and we're going to have you back because we were able to extend this interview a little bit and let you all know that this is JC's first ever interview. So you all are getting an exclusive treat. And, of course, those of you who will be joining us later on demand, you are more than welcome to send your questions in, and I will get them to JC and her mom, so that they can be aware of the fan base that they have out there internationally. We do reach out to Qatar, which you've lived there before, I believe.
Yes, we did, for about a year.
Yes, through we have a mutual friend, Nell. That's how we were able to extend there. Many of our audiences are in Japan, Australia, Canada, so forth and so on. But we want to go to another break, and we'll have her back. If you have more questions, by all means, please call in to 347-426-3974. You, of course, you're on the Q Media Nation and Blog Talk Radio with Sister Falana and, of course, Miss Tony. Yay.
Greatest love song playing in my head when you're gone. I love the greatest love song when you're gone. Lie with me within your arms tonight. Your love, it accentuates the light of you. like a comet's flare across the sky. You appear before my very eyes. Now that I've gotten the chance to get to know you, I appreciate you and the love to show you. If I could be anything, I would be up as a car. If I could go anywhere, it would be as a mind to stars. Call me a dreamer. Oh, call me a dreamer. Call me a dreamer. Call me a dreamer.
We thank you all for joining us. You've just been in a big, big treat, of course. That was Taffy Spencer with Dreamer. She's an artist that we've been supporting here almost about a month now. And for those of you who will be coming with us over to SlammingFatBeatsRadio.com, you'll be getting more and more selections from independent artists. If you'd like to ask a question, you can call in at 347-426-3974. We're in the middle of a wonderful interview with young J.C. Williams from the movie For Colored Girls and her mom, who has been exceptional, and just a wonderful person to ask questions to if you want to get into the industry or find out more about the movie. And J.C., we love having them both here. And I know my co-host, Ms. Tonya, has some questions to ask.
Hi. First, for your mom, Jasmine, the mother, this is a question. Do you have J.C. in a regular school? Or I know she's only five, but do you plan on putting her in regular public school, or is she in a particular type of school to enhance her gift?
Well, no, actually right now she's just in pre-K, according to when her birthday is. She doesn't make the cutoff to go into kindergarten. So she is in pre-K, and as far as advancing her skills, I have her in things like ballet, and she does take tumbling, and I'm looking into putting her in violin, and she does other little things to that effect. We do stuff at home, little exercises. Just to keep her motivated and to want to continue doing what she's doing and to hone her skills and perfect them.
Great. And can I ask J.C. a couple of questions?
Hello.
J.C., are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? This is Miss Tonya.
Hello.
I want to know, I know the movie just came out, but have you been noticed, like when you go to the store or anything, has anybody stopped you in the streets?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No.
Yes. Have you been out much?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And so nobody has asked you for your autograph yet or anything like that?
Yes,
are you
ma'am.
Practicing your signature? Oh, yeah? So you practice your signature?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's great. Does it? How do you feel when people ask you for your autograph?
I feel it's great.
That's wonderful. Okay, Falana, that's it.
Okay. Well, JC and Jasmine, we want to thank you both for being with us tonight and just taking time out of her busy schedule. We're looking forward to having JC back when she has other projects, and please let us know how we can support more of her work and other people. We want to also invite those of you who still have questions to write them to qmediagroupusa@gmail.com. Jasmine?
Thank
yes.
you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Definitely. Is there anything that you wanted to say to maybe the parents or other people out there? I know you have a pretty nice little fan base, too. Just give them your shout-outs if you have some.
Just for the parents that are trying to do this for their children, I mean, the number one rule is don't shell out money. You know, you don't have to pay. You know, the only thing at most is headshots. But
right.
other than that, thousands of dollars for classes and all of that, I don't think, not right away in the beginning of their career, is it important.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again. This was JC Williams and her mom, Jasmine. And JC, for those who don't know, once more, she played Kenya, who was Kimberly Elise's daughter in the movie For Colored Girls. And we'll be back in a few moments.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye.
Shout out First on Q Media, right? Okay. have a good one, and we look forward to following up more about her career.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, we are just beaming here.
That was
over
exciting.
Media. It really is. It's really great to have wonderful young people on who are so focused and into their careers. And I have my little production assistant who's four.
Jeremiah, are you talking about Jeremiah?
I am talking about my wonderful Jeremiah who's here with us. I want him to say hello to everyone. Say hi.
Hi.
So this is my production assistant. He's four. He is wonderful. He was so helpful tonight. I wanted to give him an extra shout-out around the globe and then some. He's over here with me tonight. And he's the one in the background that keeps shouting out, T, L, O. He's doing all of these different hand signs for me because, you know what, it's good to encourage your children early and to let them know that you're very motivated and want them to be involved. I know, Miss Tonya, you have two children, and they've been a constant source of learning because you never know from one day to the next what the story is going to be. But if you keep them around you, they'll learn to respect you and love you for the things that you're trying to teach them. So,
well,
little Jeremiah,
I was very connected because of the fact that Essence was also in the movie and she did commercial herself. And everything that JC's mother said is so true. You know, and that it's very easy to get trapped with the different agencies stating that they need funds for this and that. And all you needed was a headshot, you know, and, you know, go out to the auditions, which I can vouch for that is a true statement. And so she did a commercial for Dickie's Sporting Goods and made some money, and it was nice and stuff. And so it was when she was much younger, of course. But it was a very nice experience.
Now, last week we told you about a young man, Devin Dudley, and how to support him in his effort to raise money to be a part of a group. And we want to encourage you again. He's a seventh grader at Hackensack Middle School here in New Jersey and tried out for an all-star traveling team. We wanted to make sure that you all know that you can support him by purchasing a T-shirt or a sweatshirt. And, of course, some of the money from the sales of those T-shirts or sweatshirts will be credited to Devin so that he will be able to go on this trip. Very smart child, athlete, takes the sports and schoolwork very seriously. You know, we support the sports, but we also love intelligence. And exactly. So these are two leagues that he plays in. He plays about two games a week. The coaches are taking a big interest in this. I believe it was also on our local news, Channel 4, his story.
Wow.
His mom has been very ill. She's had a lot of problems with her kidneys and has had a few operations. And so we want to support Devin Dudley. And you can always, always, always reach out to us at 201-203-1983 when we're not on the air. And leave us your message and your words of encouragement. Yes, 201-203. Exactly. Well, that's our office line, 201-203-1983. And, of course, support Devin. Tomorrow actually is the deadline to buy your T-shirt or your sweatshirt. So we want you to be able to do that. And if you'd like to send a donation, you can also do that. But, you know, drop us a line. Let us know how you'd like to support what he's doing. Again, the T-shirts, if it's a hooded T-shirt, it's $35. For a sweatshirt without the hood, it's $28. And a regular T-shirt is $15. Again, Devin Dudley, we support you. We love you. And we want you to be successful. So here, from us to you, Devin, we love you, and by all means, be successful, grow, do what you need to do. Now, Ms. Tonier, we will be going into our relationship segment in a few moments, but I have to do what I have to do, too. We were 2 weeks in a row, we had our political conversations, and Ms. Tonier,
yes.
I'm telling you, we have received so much mail, not hate mail, but we've received so much mail, and there's so much information out there in regards to the political process, the fallout, those who feel like they won, those who didn't feel like they won, and just a lot of talk. So I don't know when we're going to be able to bring some more folks on, but I had an article come to me from the final call, which we normally reference in our talk here.
Yes.
But we need to get into that at some point. So I'm going to ask for a huge, huge favor of you, of the entire audience, that when we end at 10 o'clock, that you all log back on from 10 to 11 so that we can really get into it. And I'm going to ask one of our key people. I love when she comes on. You know I'm going to ask my mom to come on and get with us. Because I'm telling you, she was so heated right before we went on tonight and gave me a lot of things. And I have to tell you, I grew up in a very politically astute community. If you wanted something, you fought for it, and you didn't stop until you got it. So I have to say that it's been a long struggle here in our neighborhood, but also there's a significant fight ahead of us, but it
Definitely.
Cannot be won if we don't have people to move the movement. So that's the whole purpose why we're going to come back on. So all of you who log off at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we will be back on with an encore show from Exactly,
at
10, excuse me. Right, I apologize because we have changed the time. From 10 to 11. So when you log off, log back on. If you don't log on and you're just sending me your text messages, I will still get into it. But we're going to get into some of this talk. We may start a little
bit
after 10.
It's going to be good.
Right, we may start.
We
may about probably about a half an hour, maybe about 10:30 instead, just so that we can get through about a half an hour of wrapping up the show and getting some other things out of the way, pay some bills, get some other questions answered as we end the show. Now we have about 14 minutes before Brother Hafiz joins in and does his relationship segment. And I want to give some other updates of other shows that we are doing. We are expanding. As you all know, we added two new people to our blog, which is Precise, who's out of Chicago, a Haitian-born artist, but also a wonderful writer. He joined our staff a few months ago, as well as Dwayne out of Japan, who does the Kansai Music Conference. He's also a new writer with us, so we thank you both for giving us your features and what's happening in your respective areas. So those who would like to write for the blog, please reach out to us at qmediagroupusa@gmail.com. And Ms. Tonietti, we've had another exciting, I know I called you yesterday, and the excitement is great because we're gaining momentum after being in terrestrial radio for 22 years. We decided last year to take it online, and we've been having so much success here. We've added people, we've added shows, we've changed the time, we've changed the focus. We've done so much here at Q Media. We want to invite more people to be a part of this, and we're looking for paid college interns. So anyone who's ever been in college know you are poorer than the poorest poor person. I had never been anywhere where $2 lasted for 3-4 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, you'd be poor. I believe one of our old flyers was for a party that we were having at the local campus party, and it was a flyer from, I believe, 1988, and it said admission was $2. I was like, wow, how has this changed that nowadays – Our entry fees to most things like $40, $50, $39, you know, all kinds of prices. But if you're in college and you're looking for a way to make extra money, we do have opportunities for paid interns. You can, of course, reach out to us at qmediagroupusa@gmail.com, or if you'd like to call when we're off the air, 201-203-1983, and we'd be happy to discuss it with you and bring you on board as a paid intern of the Q Media Nation on Blog Talk Radio and others. Our new show will be on slamminfatbeatsradio.com. That's beats with a Z. And slammin, S-L-A-M-I-N, fatbeatsradio.com, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you'll be able to know so much on how to promote yourself and chart, because most artists do not make money unless they show that they are that their songs are charting and charting very well. So on that show, you're able to get your spins that you need to chart on various music charts in the world, because of course this is internet radio. So shout out to DJ Putty in California, who gave us this opportunity, and another special person, Ravinda Dalla, who actually invited us to talk to DJ Putty. So I wanted to shout them out because they've been doing such a wonderful job and helping us grow, Ms. Tonya. For our affiliate shows, who also help us out a lot. We only do but so much promoting. You know, we're only two people. But through our blogs, through our other shows and our affiliate shows. Shout out to Power of the P, MZN Radio, and Phenomenal Women. They have been doing a wonderful job to help us out. We will be putting out a little bit of, I guess you would say, a promo piece tomorrow with Lost Sheep Radio. They will be on our other show, which is Spreaker.com. Last week, Ms. Tonya, I have to share this with you. Last week on Spreaker.com, when you go to the blog, you can catch last week's show. It's under the latest in mixtapes and mixtape DJs. So for all those mixtape DJs or mixtape artists that are really trying to get out there, we put those mixtapes on Spreaker.com under our Q Media Nation logo. Last week I decided to do some old school stuff. Had some OJs, had some Switch. I had, not Stacey Lattisaw. We had Stephanie Mills. We had so many old school artists.
You know, you're the queen of old
school. Yeah, exactly. So when I put that on, I want to shout out to Khadija, who she just stuck with us the entire hour. We usually throw it on between 12 and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and let it just play. But you can also go back and hear it on demand. To Vinyl Digger in Switzerland, he was texting in the entire time while we were on. And the folks out in Indianapolis, there's some DJs that are out there who really support us, like DJ Envy, who's been on the show with us.
Yeah.
They had such a wonderful time that it was amazing that the responses that we were getting, because normally it's just, you know, I'm just sitting here, I'm playing the music, giving a few updates. And to show you how truly international that show is, the commercials are done in Italian, and I believe there are some that are in Spanish, but the bulk of the commercials are in Italian. So it really levels the playing field. If you want to take your music internationally, this particular format on Spreaker.com for a mixtape DJ or a mixtape artist, this will be the way to get your mixtapes heard. And if you want to make sure that you chart your music, you can meet us on slammingfatbeats.com. So in the studio with me was Miss Jessica, who's the baddest house manager at the Bergen Performing Arts Center here in Inglewood. And I wanted to shout her out because she was sitting here and my mother was sitting here. And, you know, they were, you know, doing the old school shouts like, woo, ow, come
now
on.
You know, my
you know, so it really was a fun time. And it's good to really have fun with the music that you're so used to, because nowadays music was music. When you talked about love instead of trying to do something to somebody because they don't love you. And that seems like it's the climate that we're living in. So if you're used to that old school music and you want to see some live performances and you're in the Inglewood, New Jersey area, you can catch Boys to Men this Sunday night at 8 p.m. If for tickets or ticket info, you can call 201-227-1030 or you can log on to bergenpack.org, bergenpack.org, bergenpack.org. And if you want to...
They were just here, you know.
It was just in Florida?
Yes, they were the Epcot in Disney for their wine and food festival they have right now. So they were just here like a week ago.
And
the show is great.
Okay, so there you have it. Boys to Men will be in Inglewood, so please make your way over this way. And if you want to just get it on MapQuest, I believe there are a few more tickets left, but on your MapQuest, you can put it in. It's 30 North Van Brunt Street in Inglewood, New Jersey, 30 North Van Brunt Street. Okay, again, 201-227-1030, Boys to Men, Sunday night at 8 p.m. p.m. Now, one more update in regards to supporting our artists. I went to, I guess it was Guitar City. I forgot the name of the store. We had to pick up some new equipment for the new show. And I picked up a few flyers on my way out of the store and realized that one of the artists that we've been promoting, and you heard his song a little earlier in the show, I Need You, his name is Universal. He was also on with us when we had OG Mac and Dan Adams from the new film, which once featured Little Mama. They're still going to put the film out, but it may be another headline actress in the movie. However, this artist, Universal, please support him. He will be at the Starland Ballroom on December 23rd at 7 p.m. You are able to reach out to him for tickets at 973-970-3569. Now, the Starland Ballroom is in Sayreville, New Jersey. But if you have any idea of who is the group of all groups that will be setting it off, you know it's going to be Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang. Love me some Wu-Tang, okay? I'm not even going to lie about that. I just want to shout out Ghostface Killer all up in the house. So that's why I absolutely love Pretty Tony. So in New Jersey, you know, New Jersey's doing a lot in terms of supporting independent artists. You could go over to our blog, which, of course, is qmedianation.blogspot.com, and see Universal's video, I Need You. Wonderful, wonderful video. High quality. If you're an independent artist listening to us right now and you don't know what a high quality video should look like, because I do get those questions about what should an EPK be, how should I write my bio, how should we do all of these things, go over to qmedianation.blogspot.com and by all means look for Universal. That's UNIVERSOL, Universal. And you'll see his video. That video is done by a brother that used to be an artist. I believe he still is. But we were playing his music, and then he decided to get behind the camera and show what his skills were also in that area. So shout out to the team that made that happen. And we can give you all of that information on learning how to get your high-quality videos out there. You can, of course, reach out to us online, offline, however you'd like to do it. But check the video out first and let us know your feedback before we really give you all the information that we need to give you. We're coming up on our relationship hour with Brother Hafiz, and, of course, we'll be back with our political commentary. So in the meantime and in between time, please take care. We'll be back with some more updates, some more information on how to get in touch with us, as well as how to be a guest.
Recognize the intro song.
Yes, wake up.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Yes, I was saying wake up. I apologize. Same people. But no, Wake Up Everybody's Harold Melvin and Blue Notes, and the other one was McFadden and Whitehead, excuse me. I'm saying that because Jeremiah and I, before the show came on, were singing Wake Up Everybody. And the beauty of it is the
we're
growing, and you have children who are learning words to songs that doesn't have a deaf tone to it, you know,
exactly.
that is lively,
I mean.
And it's... Exactly. So, yes, ain't no stopping us now. And, of course, Wake Up Everybody. And matter of fact, I'm going to play the new version of Wake Up Everybody with John Legend and a few other folks that joined.
Oh, yeah, I heard a little bit of that.
And so we're going to do this, and we'll come back to you all in a few minutes. Q Media Nation, Blog Talk Radio, 347-426-3974. Miss Tonya and Sister Kalani.
up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh,
segment on tonight's program of Q Media Group. Greetings to Sister Falana and greetings to Ms. Tonier and to our worldwide listening audience. It's an honor once again to be before you, and we are always thankful to the wonderful and magnificent creator of all living things. As a Muslim, I say Allah. Some may say Elohim. Some may say Shiloh. Some may use the name Jesus. But all of it means that God is with us, and God is the creator, and he's the revealer of all truths, the sender of all prophets, and he is the author of all living things. And so, my dear listening audience, we're blessed to have another day above ground, another day to solve problems, another day not to continue to complain. Yes, we worry about them, but not complain, because we are born to solve problems. I want to begin tonight's commentary by talking about the state of affairs in the country. where jobs are concerned. When you talk about relationships, the relativeness of the employed to the employer. The employer could be yourself. You could be self-employed to yourself and held accountable by yourself. You also, of course, could be employed or in the employ of someone else or others. Whichever the case, there are cutbacks everywhere. In New York City today, the New York City budget being put before 8 million or so people is seeing that there's going to be, on the mayoral level, 6,000 jobs of teachers lost in New York City. Bronx County looked like it being the hardest hit. Now we have a new governor coming in the state of New York. There will be cuts when he comes in. No matter what is said, there are cuts. On the national level, I understand that the Republicans have blocked unemployment insurance being continued. Think about this now. They've just gotten control of the Congress, but won't take control until the new year. But they are not waiting. They now are exercising their ability to hamper the Democrats. But you're not hampering another party. You're hurting another fellow human traveler whom is not of their own doing why they need the unemployment insurance. Do you know what was the real rationale behind welfare and the food stamp program? It was to help ordinary Americans who were earning below minimum wage to be brought up to a living wage standard by giving them welfare and giving them food stamps as a supplement to their working wage, which was below minimum wage. It was never to be for so-called deadbeat persons or lazy persons or shiftless persons just to sit around and collect welfare. And so you make fun of mothers and their children. You make fun of men who's down and out. This was supposed to be for the working class persons. So unemployment insurance is that which others rely upon when they've been released from a job, for whatever the reason or rationale, that they may be able to continue life and make a way for themselves and their families as best they can until something better comes. President Obama went abroad and was not able to bring back anything significant. I don't know if that's his fault or inability or ineptness, but I do know China, whom America owes $300 billion to, you can't talk much to them when we are in debt to them. Other nations look at America and see her form of weakness. She's strong militarily, but weak economically. Well, think about this now. Think about where you are. Think about, with Thanksgiving coming and Christmas coming, think about the new year. More people are eating in than eating out. That affects the restaurants, and then that affects the tip that the waiter takes home. But if people begin to balance things, then everybody can be a part of everything, but you can't be a part of everything if everyone, rather than spreading it out evenly, is cutting back on everyone else. And so now those persons will be disproportionately affected without having their unemployment insurance, and now the 6,000 teachers have to worry about their layoffs and five persons their layoffs. What's happening in your city, in your town? What's happening in your nation, in your country? This is the World Wide Web we're talking to. Something is happening everywhere on the planet. Don't add the natural disasters. Pray for our people and their relationship to those storms that have been coming in and out of Haiti. The cholera outbreak, we pray for our people. We pray for them. We cry for them. Pray for what's going on, and there's joy for the miners. They are all released. They all were thousands of feet below the ground, and now they're above the ground. So there's a bright moment for them. One of them ran in the marathon. But then you can go back and find something else where someone else is suffering, trying to make it through. What I say to all of us this evening is that if you want your relationship at home not to be impinged on by finances, then everyone must shrink back from what you had normally been doing, and you must now adapt a new kind of lifestyle, the one we should have been living anyway. See, just because you go and you're blessed to have at a certain time or cycle of life, you have to put aside, because cycles do come and go. Seasons come and go, and they change when they do. We don't prepare for that. They say a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. That mathematics don't make no sense to me. I'd rather go get the two in the bush. However, we have to wake up, and we have to seek refuge from anxiety and grief. We have to seek refuge from lack of strength and laziness. We have to seek refuge in God the Creator, from cowardness and niggardliness, being stingy, cowardly, to do the right thing. We have to seek refuge in God against debt and the oppression of men. You can't keep piling on debt and think that the relationship in life is going to be better with debt, riddled in debt. Don't go out and finance a car. You haven't bought a car. You buy a car when you pay for it in full, and there is no lien holder. Now you have bought a vehicle. Otherwise, you finance or you have leased, and every month you have to, like a squirrel, you have to get after that acorn, that nut, and you turn into a nut trying to make that nut. You understand? Smile at that. So stop that. Those of you who can handle your payments, don't add nothing on. We have to change our habits, because things are not getting easier. They're getting more difficult. But after difficulty comes ease. And surely after difficulty comes ease. So we have to go through this rough time and moment right now. And so when you're sitting there thinking about the relationship that you're in, the relationship that you want to be in, if you are a male figure, you have to think, what am I bringing to the table? If you're female, what am I bringing to the table? Or what am I going to accept? Same thing to the male. I need help as well. What am I going to accept? Two of us don't need to be doing bad. We can do bad by ourselves. Well, what about you who are already together? And now bad times are coming. See? You bail out on one another. And then we start turning to inordinate things to replace what we should be doing, which is sound decisions and good judgment. So we're in the club too much. We being chased and chasing too much. You understand what I mean? See? We're just smoking too much, drinking too much, see? Gambling too much, just doing too much of what we don't need to do, and even if it's a good thing, too much of a good thing becomes no good because it is too much. So, my dear listening audience, this evening, tonight, we welcome you, and we hope that this commentary strikes a chord with each and every one of us in some shape, form, or fashion, and that we'll wake up and smell the coffee. When you drink your coffee this morning or tonight, don't put any cream in it, because you want to stay wide awake. I know cream rises to the top, but right now we don't need the cream to rise. We need you to wake up and smell the coffee as it is, see the world as it is, and it's changing cycles that's taking place everywhere. My end statement in this commentary, this open commentary, is you can't change the world everywhere, but you can change it where you're standing, where you're sitting, where you're riding, where you intend to go, and where you will return from. You and to. You can change that. Change the world by constantly changing yourself. Affect the world by constantly improving yourself. And the best way to do that is self-examination, self-analysis, and self-correction. This is Abdul Hafiz Muhammad of the Ask Hafiz segment. It's an honor to be with you. And as we get ready to continue with our program, we're going to go into Q&A in the next segments of our program, but we'll go to our break or whatever our co-hosts are ready to take us. But welcome, 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 and we're glad to be with you. Thank you. Peace be unto you.
I ain't even here to play with y'all. I don't know what you're getting all giddy for. What? You trying to go cheek to cheek? Y'all better stop playing with me.
You are on live with us here at Q Media Nation, 347-426-3974. I had a few folks write to us, Brother Hafiz, while we were on, while you were doing your political commentary. I'm going to allow folks to come back on with us. We're going to have a bonus hour. I don't know if you heard us say that in the first segment or not, but we're going to do a bonus hour right after this show, so we're going to ask people to call back in. If you would like to join us, we would definitely love to have you, even though I know your schedule is quite tight. Brother Hafiz, if you would join us, that would be great. Okay, we will get into some other political talk afterwards, after your relationship segment. So I wanted to announce that because we did it in the first half of the show, the first hour. We talked about that because for 2 weeks already, since the midterm elections, we've had quite a bit of commentary coming into us, and we've even had some local government officials join us in the conversation about the changing climate here in America. So I would like to invite you back when we log off at the 10 o'clock hour to come back on again to the same number. We're going to get into that. So thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome, Sister Falona, and I look forward to being a part of the dialogue.
Okay. Now, we're going to go right into our relationship segment. For those of you who've been sending me your questions, you can send them to Ms. Tonya. I will forward them for now, but I'm going to ask that many of you send your questions to her. Ms. Tonya, please give out your email so that the general public will have it. Ms. Tonya, are you there? Okay, she may have stepped away just for a moment, but those who've been with us know that you can get us on QMediaGroupUSA@gmail.com. Ms. Tonya actually has two email addresses, so I want her to give us the correct email address to go to her directly so she has an opportunity to reach out to you if there's any clarity we may need with your question, or if you have something that is of an immediate need that Brother Hafiz, when we're off the air, can help you with. I know that you all know that he comes on as a relationship consultant. However, he has a company. Brother Hafiz, would you give the name of the company out? Okay. Brother Hafiz, would you give the name of your company out and tell about your services as well?
Center for Self-Improvement Incorporated. They can go to centerforself.com and everything is there.
Okay. Ms. Tonya, you're here with us?
Yes.
Okay. Would you please give out?
Peace to you, Ms. Tonya. How you feeling?
Fabulous. Thank you.
Excellent.
Would you please give out your email, Ms. Tonya, so that people will have an opportunity to email you directly?
Sure. I would love them to email me at tonya.qmedia@gmail.com. That's Tonya, T-O-N-Y-E, dot qmedia, M-E-D-I-A, at gmail.com.
Okay. So I'm going to jump off and let you all get into your question segment, and I will be taking some questions here. If you need to send us your questions live while we're on the air, you can do that at facebook.com/Kumai Muhammad, Q-U-M-A-I, Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Ms. Tonya and Brother Hafiz, it's now your opportunity.
Hi, I'm ready to go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. The first question I have, Kelly, and she writes, I have a boyfriend who thinks that it is okay to text other female friends inappropriately and call them boo or sexy. He considers it not to be cheating, but I do. Do I tell him to stop or don't? I don't want to sound controlling, and he doesn't seem to want to stop. I've been dating him for 2 years.
Well, I will say to the questioner, she doesn't have the right or the authority to control him because they're not in a full throttle committed relationship, which of course is marriage. And it doesn't sound like, short of marriage, that they have a kind of an agreement where both of them have accepted that kind of relationship commitment to one another. So it seems as though he's in a relationship with her, but he's keeping, Ms. Tonya, his options open. And therefore, he will communicate with these other women as, or young ladies, as so-called friends. But, and I'm not saying anything is happening, but he's keeping the door ajar. And so all she can do is have a dialogue with him, let him know how she feels, and ask him to respect her feelings as she would want her to do for him. And if he's not going to do that, then she has a decision that she has to make. Whether you're in a committed relationship through marriage or one through non-marriage, and the other party is not living up to what you would like and it makes you unhappy, discomforted, then, you know, you have to make a rational decision that needs to be made. And so she shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, as we say, but if it's something that's not going to change and is very irritable to her and he understands that it is, then she has a decision she has to make.
Sounds good. I have the next question. Jack, I have a stuttering problem. Stuttering, can you understand me? Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Stuttering problem. And I'm in college, and I can't seem to get a girl to talk to me. And if I do, they don't stay. How can I keep a girlfriend?
Well, the stuttering is an impediment that he's paying too much attention to. If he slows down his speech, rather than trying to keep up with everyone else, then the stuttering will begin to cease. It's like a person who once walked, but now they're temporarily handicapped, but they're still trying to keep up with everyone as though they're still walking. Everyone else is walking without a cane. You're walking with one. Your pace can't be the same. So the stutterer tends to want to speak fast, tends to want to overcompensate for what they're going through, and therefore they miss the ability to slow down their speech, say what they need to say, even if it takes them a moment to get it out, then eventually that will end. You can be able to have female friendship or go further just by being honest. I have a speech impediment, but there's no impediment to my good heart that I have and I would like to share with someone of the opposite sex. There's no impediment there. And so if you would like to get to know me, then I would like to get to know you. He'll find the right person, but he has to first find himself. He has to first not hold himself accountable for what he has. He can overcome it. In my younger days, I studied. A lot of young men studied.
Really?
Yeah, you would have never known that, did you?
No.
Yeah. And because I was talking fast. So that's why I can give the kind of guidance that I'm giving. And if he would follow it, then the impediment will go away and it will be as though it never existed. But the way I handled it was I was up front with people. And, you know, when you're saying something and I'm really now trying to make a point, you know, if you you know, all right, a point, see, it comes out. Then if you're trying to keep up, see, you're speeding because you're trying to keep up with everyone else. No, I'm going to, and so you will learn to work it out, and one day you're going to say, I'm going to make a point of, and then that impediment will leave you. So instead of him trying to keep up with the Joneses or the Adams or whoever he's trying to keep up with, he just needs to keep up with himself, examine, analyze, and correct himself, and he'll attract whoever he needs to attract.
Wow, I learned something new. Okay, let's go with the next question. I have Jeff. I had a bad experience with the lady I married. She used me and left me. We had a divorce. Now I'm having a hard time trusting women and pretty much hate all women. Mm-hmm. I don't want to live my life alone, but I can't get rid of the feeling of hatred for women.
Okay. I hope the questioner is listening. As soon as you say, I can't, you have erected a Empire State Building mentality. You have erected a mental block toward good women, who may come into your environment. When you say, I can't get past this, I can't do this, I can't do that, you now have made it impossible when God the Creator has destroyed impossibility. So therefore, he now has to isolate the bad situation to that person. Here, I had a brother many, many years ago come and borrow $20 from me, told me he would give it back to me, and never gave it back to me, and saw me for years on years, and never gave the $20 back. Mm-hmm. I could have, as I initially did, allow that to block me from helping anyone else. And I had to realize that anyone else coming for help is not going to be like him. And the only way for me to know it is I have to break the ceiling that I have imposed on myself, that I can't do this for anyone else. And when I did it for someone else, they gave it back to me, and they gave it back to me double. And I said, no, I don't require interest. They said, I remember you telling me about the brother, so we'll just give it back for him. You know, so in a kind of funny way, it all came back to me no matter what. And so he has to break this mental device of he can't. I understand he went through a bad time. I understand what it is to have been in a relationship like that. And I, too, felt the same way. However, you then have to see each person for who they are. So if he says he doesn't want to be by himself, then he can't be an introvert and not be an extrovert, open to people to be able to come into his environment and welcome him. And what one did to him does not mean that the next one will do. And what he should do, Ms. Tonier, is learn the lesson from how she hurt him and put on the lens of that hurt, clean the glasses, and use it to see the next female or woman properly and tell them, you can't put that small-time stuff over on me. So either straighten up and
there
fly right or get out my way.
There you go. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he's listening.
Right.
All right. Next question, TT. My husband is really old, and he's a strong believer that the wife should stay home, not work, and maintain the house and kids. But recently he lost his job, and he still doesn't want me to work. What should I do about the situation?
Well, it's honorable when any husband desires that the wife stays home and takes care of the home and stewards the God force and the life force in the children. Many of our children today in these generations are what they are, Ms. Tonier, because the mother has had to leave the house and go into the workforce. And while she's earned something for herself, we've lost our children. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Native American. Doesn't make a difference who they are.
That's right.
And so some make it through the net, and others get caught. So it's an honorable thing that he desires that. The problem is we have to shift as the society shifts. He should open up and allow his helpmeet to help him. If she has the ability now to go out and earn, then let her do that, because that will help him now, and that will help him get over a time where he might not be able to do for his family as he would like. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, my leader, teacher, and God, has taught us that the home is the woman's base, but it is not her only place. And so he has to let her go free, and in her spirit to want to help her husband, let her be his helpmeet in this regard. And when he's able to fly again, then she would be most happy to maybe resume or let her continue to help you, especially if the children have been raised. And if they're not, well then, and you saw the benefit of that, then a good wife will say, okay, you know what? Thank you for this, but God has blessed my husband. He's blessed no matter what, but he's blessed to have regained his work. And so I'm going to now continue my balance of the relationship while he continues his. But since it's in the situation it's in, let her go free and be your helpmeet.
Great. Okay, let's go with the next one. One more before break. Thomas, me and my girl have been together for only 5 months mm-hmm. and encountered unexpected pregnancy. But she told me that she was on the pill. I feel that we haven't been together long enough, and I think that she just was trying to trap me. I really don't think it's my baby, but it is still, I don't think that I could trust her. I don't think I can trust her to continue the relationship. What should I do?
Well, first and foremost, while you might not feel you can trust her, you have to find out whether that's your baby. Don't insult her by saying that you think it's not yours. If you know that she's been committed to you, then you know it's yours. If it's a case that she was on the pill, but she decided not to use it, maybe she forgot intentionally. If that has happened, that's not good. However, the pregnancy that has now produced this life in the womb, you know, may have been an accident, may have been manipulated, but it doesn't know that. You didn't violate her, you didn't force yourself on her, and therefore, whatever love you had for her in the act of copulation, you then produce that life. Upon hearing she's pregnant, then it's an accident. It's not on purpose. So you need to determine if this life germ is yours, since you said you don't believe it's yours. But if you know that she's not been with anyone else, and that's not been her habit or her way, then don't hurt her feelings, because that affects the life of your child, that fetus that's in her womb right now, and shapes that child right now, even before birth, 9 months from now. And so find out. If you then are still upset with her because of the betrayal or deception, then you can be that, but you're going to have to still be a father to that child, who's going to be an answer to perplexing realities and problems that's in the world today. You live long enough, you'll see. And if you bring them into the world, by God's permission, as he desires, you won't regret any moment of it. A lot of us, Miss Tonya, you know, were born, oops, here we are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. I asked the question, relationships rooted in God. Were you a thought in the mind of your parents when they conceived you? Some of us were planned pregnant. Some of us were, oh, really? Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Another one bites the dust. So whatever the case may be, we've turned out to be pretty good. So he shouldn't reject his child, and he shouldn't reject her.
Okay. Now we'll be going to a break.
All right, very good. We'll be back with you after the break, the Ask Hafiz segment with Ms. Tonya with those wonderful questions. Peace be unto you.
Thank you.
want to thank you all for being with us. We have approximately about 20 minutes left until the end of the program. We are, of course, on Blog Talk Radio, Q Media Nation, 347-426-3974. Ms. Tonier is a wonderful co-host and, of course, our relationship consultant, the minister himself, Abdul Hafiz Muhammad. You all are really, really, really giving a lot of flavor to this relationship segment, so we thank you both for doing that, and I have been on Facebook ever since you all started, and Facebook is lit up. We had a couple of comments that were coming in, but we also had a person that called in. It's a brother that is calling in, and I want to make sure that we get him right on. Brother, you with us, Born?
Peace.
Are
yeah,
you
here? I'm here.
Peace.
I'm here.
Okay. Yes, we can hear you. Now tell us where you're calling in from.
I'm calling from Port St. Lucie, Florida.
All right, all right. So then you're on with Brother Hafiz.
Peace,
and
my brother Vaughn. How you feeling?
Peace, Almighty. What's going on, brother? I'm okay. How's everything with you?
I'm doing all right, brother. You God body, my brother?
Indeed, G.
Power, equality, of law sees everything, my brother.
Or every day, every day.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Peace, word. I've been in this nation of God's earth for about 16 years.
Oh, excellent, my brother, excellent. My name used to be Infinite Tashin, Great God Allah.
Indeed.
And that
no
will
doubt
forever be a part of
now.
My history and remains with me.
Oh, yeah, man, we all of one family, you know, one
know
mind and one family.
Yes, sir. So how can we assist you tonight? What's your question tonight, sir?
Well, I was doing the knowledge. I was calling in because I overheard the segment going on, and I was just calling
okay.
to contribute.
Did you have a comment on anything or your own question that you might have?
Well, what I caught was the tail end of what y'all was just building on not too long ago about was it a predetermined idea to bring these babies here, man? Like,
yeah.
you know, as far as my babies, yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I actually had music that I was creating, and I was saying names on records, and they weren't even in existence. It was just a thought, and, you know, it was just something that I willed into existence and born and caused them to be here, you know? So sometimes
Indeed.
It's like, you know, in this day and age, man, a lot of people try to say that these young black men, we not focused and we don't have no determined ideas. But I actually, you know, I'm the opposite of that.
Right.
And it's a lot of us out here, you know, we want to make sure that we keep multiplying. Like to take it back, I seen a brother today, another Muslim brother, he stated on his page, he was like, no matter what, regardless of what, with all these obstacles, abortion and prisons and all these things to deter the black population from growing, the black man's mind state and his appetite just for sex alone, it might sound kind of savage, still has caused his nation to multiply. So a lot of us, you know, it's in our nature to be the gods and be the reproductive people who we are,
but it's
hard right now. It's a lot of obstacles, but, you know, I just wanted to call and represent to say that there is brothers out there that do want to be a family man, who want to take care of theirs and provide and do things, but right now
but
in
this day and age, because it's easy to produce, but it's very difficult, but yet rewarding and necessary to provide and take care of.
Right.
And so we appreciate all of the brothers that's out there dropping their seed, but they got to follow up their seed and be there to raise their seed. I like what you said about the predetermined idea of your own children. My eldest daughter, I have a stepson who's 30, raised him since he was 6, but my eldest daughter, who's turning 24, she's 23 now. I called her to look just like her mother, my wife, and she's a splitting image. This is before she was born. I asked Allah that I want a daughter that would look just like my wife. And then my son, who just turned 22, and he'll be graduating next year from the University of Plattsburgh with a business degree to go for self. I called him and said he would be my son, gave him his name, and that he would look like me, and he's just like me. So these things can happen, but I've been in their lives, all of their lives, to rear them and raise them with the great blessing and help of their mother and my wife. And so produce the children, and I know you meant that, but we got to be there like you are, Born, in Florida, taking care of them, because it don't make no sense to have the babies, but we're not there to further and teach the babies.
Indeed, G. You're
Indeed,
right.
Doctor.
You know, and it takes for like, see, I'm a few years younger. I'm 31 now.
All
and
right.
coming up. Like, I used to see a lot of people would say things like, oh, she's pregnant. Oh, man, you don't want to have a baby. And it's like, we got to get out of that mind state,
that's
man.
Right.
Like, I look at a lot of things. Like, my background is from a whole nother country. They're from the West Indies. In their country, they had babies, some of them as young as 17 years old, but they were maintaining home and taking care of their whole family. And it's like, this is a part of our culture, but being over here, it's awkward and it's hard to do, and they make it, you know, they make it almost a crime to do that. So
well, let me say this, Bourne. The leaving of children is just not done by black males. You know who leads in front of us? The white male population. In the state of New York, and I'm sure it's in Florida, but definitely New York State, when they created laws, my brother and friend, for deadbeat dads, they were creating them for white fathers who made enough money to take care of their children but would run out on their responsibility. So everything is made to look like more black people's on welfare when there's more whites that are on welfare. More brothers are deadbeat fathers when they're white fathers, more in populace than us who are in that same condition. We don't cast no blame or excursions on anyone. We accept our own responsibility. And we say
right.
to the brothers, if you can be there to produce it, you can be there to take care of that child.
You're supposed to be there to keep making sure that you're going to keep taking care of it, give everything to that, so that tree is going to grow properly and bear its own fruit. And
that's right. How many
start the whole cycle all over. This is my third. My first son. I have two older daughters. Appreciate it. Thank you. All praise due to
you,
too. You
know, and
you know
don't produce beyond your ability to take care of, especially in an hour like this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And give the mother of your children, the queen, give her a break at a certain point so she gets her body back and her life back and that you can have the best with your children. If you agree to
right.
have 12, well, then, you know, she got to keep producing them and you got to keep providing and maintaining them, but you understand what I mean.
Actual fact.
Indeed, my brother. Well, it's a pleasure talking with you, my brother.
Indeed. Let me just ask you, because this is my first time really tuning in. How often and what's your regular
We are on every other
show?
Thursday from 8
every
to 10 p.m., and we'll be back on tonight for an extra hour from 10 to 11.
Okay, well, I'm going to be here with you. I was just up here chopping it up online, and pretty much I came across the show, and,
oh,
you know,
man,
I like
excellent.
Hearing the commentary that y'all bringing.
Well, stay in touch. You can reach me at powertalkradio@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to write that down right now, and we're going to break Brad Moore.
All right, my brother.
All right, so y'all
all
keep
right.
doing your thing. Everybody stay blessed, and it was good building with y'all.
It's good building with you as well.
All right, peace.
All right, Ms. Tonya, that took it all up right there.
Yeah, that's it. We got about 10 more minutes left to the program. Ms. Tonya, if you have a couple more questions, please do that, and then we'll go for the end of this segment, and we will go right into our 10 o'clock. So once we log off, everyone, you can call back into 347-426-3974 because Blog Talk only gives us a two-hour window. So we will have a bonus hour where we will be getting into the politics. The chat room is open on facebook.com/KumaiMuhammad, KumaiMuhammad. So I had some other people that are on, but they may join us for the bonus hour. I just would like Ms. Tonya to finish up maybe about two more questions, and then we'll go on to our bonus hour.
All right. Don't forget the bonus hour. You don't want to miss it. All right, let's get to the last two questions. Brother Hafiz, it's been so exciting tonight.
All right.
Let's get Angie. She wrote in and said, I'm a Christian woman. I kept my virginity all the way till I was married to my wonderful husband, who I love dearly. But on the night of I finally lost my virginity, I found out that my husband doesn't have much to work with. Well, and I was not satisfied at all. It wasn't a honeymoon I dreamed about. What can I do now that I'm married to this man that doesn't satisfy me? Wow, that's deep.
Well, that's real deep. And let me say to her, you can get another man who is can satisfy you in whatever way you're looking, but he doesn't fill your heart with him.
Mm-hmm.
If this man, your heart is filled with him, then you really don't have room for another man. You can get a good book on sex. I didn't say pornography. I said a good book on sex, on sensuality, on touching, on how you arouse one another long before the act. And you'd be surprised how the tool shed will all of a sudden open up and become explosive. God knows what you have, and he knows how to work with what you have if you work with him to just make it exciting. You should have a good sexual life. I don't want her to think that you shouldn't. That shouldn't be something that should be good. But don't go chasing after another dude for sex, and then he lacks in all of the other areas. And I'm not saying that's what she wants to do, was thinking about doing, but many women do it. When you listen on secular radio, you hear all of these young girls, he ain't putting it down, and I got with his brother. He ain't putting it down, and I got with his best friend. He ain't putting it down, and I got with his daddy. All kind of stupid stuff. And so she's a Christian. Christians do and bad things as well. So I don't want no one to think because we Christians, we Muslims, we Hebrews, that we don't go and make bad judgment decisions. And so I want her to think with her head and not her muscle. And just know that you can get him to be what you want him to be. If your heart is filled with him and you are filled up in his, then all you got to do is talk to him and say, honey, 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 this is what you got to do to please me. And he then will begin to live up to it. I'm sure he was honored that you were a virgin. I don't know if he was. But
he was a virgin as well. So do you think maybe because
then
he doesn't know either?
Right. So that's
know
why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, go out and get a good book on sex. Now, she's a virgin, so she ain't no more experienced than him.
And he is.
And
exactly.
I'm sure if she asks him, he going to tell her, I wasn't as pleased either. It wasn't the honeymoon in Cancun that I thought. It wasn't a Hawaii trip either.
All right.
All right.
That's true. So then they can grow together.
That's exactly right. Well,
my motto is, hey, it is not the size, it's what you do with that.
There you
all
go.
Right. But
right.
I'm not the teacher.
There you go. He can work. Okay. She can work with the equipment that's been given. And he can work with her.
That's right. And there's a lot of love there, it looks like, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's those out there that got a lot of equipment and don't know what to do with the part of the body that's attached to the equipment.
That's
so
right.
Looking for
exactly
equipment,
right.
Yeah, don't have me go any further now. All right, let's leave it right there where it is.
All right, that was the last question.
Very good. Well, that was a good one for the night to end up on. You know?
Exactly. Yes. Don't
I want them to have
started,
a good, productive, conjugal life together. But it's about the heart being filled up. And once that's filled up, man, you know, anything can take place after that. The sky's
Well, you think if a person has been a virgin all their life and you know, both of them being virgin and they saved themselves, they have to love each other enough to save themselves for each other. And, you know,
and look at that blessing,
Miss
Tonya, that they saved themselves for someone, someone
that's
else saved
blessing
themselves. That's a rare find. Don't it's now,
rare.
Don't now. Look, I'm going to say to her, you tell this person or email them. Jesus says you can't serve God and mammoth too. You have to take one and leave the other. You see, and Jesus says, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world.
Exactly.
So she wasn't of the world with her chastity. She held on. But don't be of the world and what you be looking at with Zane and everything else and these books and Harlequin books and anything else we might be looking at and thinking that's the mind-blowing experience. Your experience is the experience you have with the one whose heart is filled with you and they fill your heart. All right.
Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.
Thank you, Ms. Tonya. I look forward to seeing you as well. And thanks to all of our listeners, and thank you for supporting Q Media Group, our entire segment, and the Ask Huffy segment.
Don't forget to email in. Bye.
for those of you who will be joining us for the bonus hour, please log off and come back on with us. We are definitely going to get into the political commentary. Please, by all means, log off and log back on to www.blogtalkradio.com/QMediaNation for the bonus hour. We will be going directly into the bonus hour immediately following the show. Please hang up, and we will come back about 10:01. So we will be right back with the bonus hour. Thank you, and have a good time until we meet again in a few moments.